The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, another edition here of The Brilliantly Dumb Show. Mikey V in the all black and Joey D has arrived as well to the program here. Mikey, you got a big old smile on your face. Why don't you tell the folks where that smile's coming from?
Just to see the boys on a Saturday morning, man. Nothing brightens up your day. Now it's Tuesday morning if you're watching or listening, but my God, put a smile on that face. Day's got a whole lot better just now. We're back to the old school format a little bit here. We heard the outcry. You know, we're just trying to deliver maybe a little something different, a little something that, but we will give the people what they want because after all, it's a democracy. And
I'll tell you right now, I better not hear a single person complain about this fucking. Don't bite the hand that feeds you, man. You're trying to help somebody else.
Joe, cut that. Cut that. That's got to get caught. That's got to get chopped, man. It's got to get chopped.
Leave it in. Leave it in. You try to improve the program. You try to increase the quality. The young man spends who knows how much money to create a sound room. Thousands upon thousands of dollars that, you know, it's met with disgust, with ungenerous fucking reactions. You know what? Everybody's got an opinion in life, so we're back to fucking Zoom like we're doing an interview meeting. So, you know what? Good to be here.
Whoa.
That's Joe had that early morning Pilates workout, and he is firing on all fucking cylinders.
Let me tell you something.
He's got the SIP club going. Good for him. He doesn't mean it.
I love our fans. I love the people who support us. But for months upon months, the quality needs to be better. This is not doing well enough. Bob doesn't care enough about the podcast. He's not doing anything. He's not creating better quality for us. So you know what this young man does? He goes out and bends over backwards, creates a room. Now, is the paintings ridiculous? Sure. But you know what? He's done his part. He has put in the work, and not even a single iota of, hey, you know what? We appreciate you trying. It just we would rather go back to the old way. This stinks. I don't want to see the young man's feet in the thing. It's nothing but complaints. You know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. That's all I'm going to say. It's true. They all complain about Zoom. As soon as Zoom is gone, then they're all fucking up in arms.
Yo, by the way, I want the title of this podcast to be Don't Bite the Hand That Feeds You. In reality,
this is a community. The Brilliantly Dumb Show is a community of people who've been following for years. We've been doing this for years. To come up with an idea that we don't want to make this thing better is preposterous. All I'm saying is that, like, I love this podcast. I think we all love this podcast. We want this to be the best podcast as possible. So if you don't like it, that's fine. You can share your opinion. But some of the comments, I had to go to Twitter because, and by the way, for you, Bob, to put your hand up as if you did something wrong was not necessary. You did nothing wrong.
I don't think he was doing that, though. I think he was more of like, we tried something. We heard you. You didn't like it. It wasn't working for you. So we're going to pivot.
The hand up is an acceptance of faults that you have done something wrong.
I think it's more of just about overall accountability, though. Not necessarily an admittance of guilt of any kind. I think it's just more of an acknowledgement. You know, it's like when It's like when an artist, a musician, you know, sticks to a certain genre their whole career and then they pivot and try and do something different. And their audience is like, buddy, what the fuck are you doing? Go back to what made you you. And I think it's one of those scenarios more so than the other. You
know? Yeah. Yeah. I was just saying like, hey, like we hear it. We get it. We're switching back right. to Zoom.
Right.
You know, kind of like with the, when the Have a Day drink came out and everybody was, you know, we were taking so much heat for it. There's some people at our side that were like, you know, maybe we just don't say anything. It's like, fuck that. Like, I'd rather just say it. Why
yeah,
not
you gotta
just
get in
say
front of it. Yeah.
But I will say, totally, why act like that's not happening and we're not seeing that? But I'll tell you this, I was very surprised at how people were pissed off about, I mean, people were really, now
they don't hold back either, but that's kind of like, that's kind of what we love about our audience.
Totally.
Though. Like
it's different.
It is.
It's different than the Bob Does Sports, fans in the
a
sense
lot more
of,
vicious, a lot more vicious.
Vicious, all hell.
Yeah. Vicious.
It's like it's like a fucking chihuahua with a Rottweiler fucking, you know, coming at us.
Do you think that there's a lot of voiceless in there, Joe? Or do you think that's just an overall faithless, faithful and voiceless as
there
well?
There he goes.
No, you know, this narrative that I hate the voiceless is ridiculous.
Is that a narrative?
Some people create that narrative.
Really?
And Mikey, you play
into
it sometimes.
Don't. I do not.
I will say
I
to
not.
A fault that I love Michael with all my heart. And I consider him a dear friend. I mean, I've asked the young man to MC my wedding and to be an integral part of
deal.
The wedding. I don't know what else I need to say. These people come at me, and I don't use names, but I could use names, that they hate me. They think that I'm like this sociopath, which may I
drop
might
a name.
Be.
Drop one name.
Oh,
no,
don't,
no,
you can't
I'm not
do that.
Gonna
you can't. You can't
not gonna
that.
Yeah, there's can't one young man who I.
They'll say it maybe off camera.
Yeah, we'll you want to give one.
No,
name.
Bob, don't. You can't do that. You can't
give
do that.
Name, Joe.
You can't tar and feather. You can't digitally tar and feather somebody.
Let
like
me get
that.
A one. Yeah. Let me get a one.
There's one young man who I really despise, but that, listen. Here's the thing. I just don't like sometimes. The meaning, like, I think sometimes, here's the thing, is I've been starved for good picks in my life. But to go to the point where you will just follow your leader with no kind of, like, realization of, like, what you're doing just to get a pick, to get a winner. And that's what some of these voiceless do. And you know, and it's just like, they don't see the field well sometimes. They really don't.
Joe, let me ask you a question. You don't think that there's people that are on the cutsy train that are called cutsies?
The cutsy burner.
You don't think you got the cutsy burner. Yeah,
I don't have
an army of people, and I don't ask for that. I ask for people to support the show.
But you don't think there's like a faction of cutsy supporters that will just die on
honest,
the cutsy hill all the
if
time.
I'm
you don't
completely
think
honest,
that?
Mikey, I don't think.
I think you do.
Quite frankly, I don't I care do. If someone likes or hates me, and that's who I am. But if we're being honest, Bob has the biggest amount of people who adore him.
Wow.
And then, but Mikey, you have a huge army of voices too. I don't have an army. I don't need an army. I need just people to support the show and watch. And whether you hate me or you love me, we're going to
keep. Bob, you don't think that Joe has a faction of cutsies that'll just die on the cutsy hill?
He has some diehards for sure.
I say a lot of things that ruffle feathers and I don't hold back.
He doesn't take the stance of like, you know, follow behind me, like the cutsy.
Yeah.
He doesn't, but I will say, I think there's a lot of cutsy faithful out there that'll
absolutely.
Go to fucking, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Well,
sure.
I love those people. I love all the people who support the show. So let's
love
not get
the
it
people,
twisted.
A lot of people.
I don't need any pretzel
love
jobs
them.
Where people say, oh, cutsy doesn't like his fan. I love the people who watch the show. And if anybody.
If anybody
said, I watch the Brilliantly Dumb Show, I will go up and shake their hand and say, you're a real one. Because you know what? Those are the people who stood by us.
I love those interactions.
Joe, on a whole 18 at the Breezy, every person that came up there was chirping about top fives. That's everybody was chirping.
It was great,
about top fives.
You know, it's a movement, and I want to see this podcast get to the number one at some point. It's definitely going in the right direction. We're trying to get some corporate sponsors.
Yes.
Here we are. We are.
Yes.
By the way, Captain America, I walked into his place, Ballistic's house, for for July 4th, you know, the first thing he said to me, I can't believe Mikey went with broccoli at 5.
I swear to you.
He really, really did say that.
No, Christian, if you're listening, I appreciate your efforts. And I'm sorry about that Uruguay
your
game.
Efforts.
I'm sorry about the Uruguay game. It was a disappointing time to be an American at that point. It was.
I was sad.
I wanted to see the U.S. make it out of the group stage.
Michael, you know who's moved on after last night is Team Canada with the big
win. I saw against Venezuela in penalties.
I want to hear the Canadian. I want to hear the Canadian players like press conferences to hear if I could hear any Joey D in them.
Ooh, yeah.
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like to hear. But no, seriously, I actually, when I walked in, I asked him, which might have not been the best thing to do. First thing I asked him was about that ref with the whole situation.
He was terrible. Yeah. Yeah. What'd he say?
Really interesting. He said, you could tell it still really bothered him.
Yeah.
But he said that he asked the ref, you know, how come you didn't come into the middle of the field? Because that's what they're supposed to do at the end of the game.
Right.
To, like, shake the players' hands. And he wanted to know why. But apparently that ref had that was like his 7th game.
He's only 32 years old, only a 7th international, I think, game as a head referee, as the head referee.
There's a reason for that.
I mean, this guy lost control of the game within the first 10 minutes. He had lost control of the game. It was obvious. I mean, it was really bad.
He said to Jet on the side. I didn't hear him say Jet's homie after he goes over to Jet and he goes, man, Bob doesn't really know too much about soccer, huh? Yeah, that was tough. But you know what Mikey did with that broccoli 5 was Twitter really did jump on him over that. But I pretty much begged him because Mikey said that it was a pretzel job, okay? And I tweeted back and I said, you know, finally, there's got to be a time where it's not a pretzel job where it's his pick.
So it is. I'm owning the pick. I thought it was a pretzeling only in the fact that we couldn't name like the type of pizza. I would have preferred if it was like top 5 like pizzas in general, like where you could go buffalo chicken, white broccoli, you could go chicken bacon ranch, you could go barbecue chicken.
Right.
You know, that was the only thing that I was like, it was a real handicap job in terms of you could only select individual top, which if I say broccoli, I think you know, one track mind to broccoli pie is a white broccoli pie, but people that aren't from around the tri-state area never had, they're thinking I'm chopping up chunks of broccoli and putting on a plain pizza. That's not what I was, you know what I mean? But you know what? We move on. I lost.
So
I took third place.
But
Bob
I asked,
is wiping our asses lately.
Yeah,
man.
He sure did.
I asked Mikey on Twitter.
It was a pillaging.
I was like, at what point do we just like not put a press call?
I said hand up. But
he put a hand up, and then like 2 minutes later, he retweets like a broken down.
That was pretty good though. That guy, good research.
That guy, that was the worst tweet I ever saw. He took a fucking list off of his grandmother's fucking computer.
Don't do that.
That is
bring in grandma's job.
By the way, no.
Grandmas are off limits.
No, it was
for him
ridiculous.
To make a claim that was a New York fucking esteemed list.
I did some research on that.
That guy's family's
been entrenched in the pizza business for a lot of years. Did a little background work on it. Seems legit.
That guy could have been a Wayne from fucking Montana. We wouldn't have known.
He could have been, but he wasn't. He put the list out. It's over. Again, third place, hand up accountability. Had to be better. People didn't like pasta. People didn't like broccoli. I get it. We've moved on. Bob won in a landslide. It was a landslide victory.
Joey D's got his hand up.
I will give Mikey credit for this and this alone. He does stick to his guns. Unlike sometimes I feel like, there's other times in this groups where, you know, where there's top fives where I think there are picks that are made to appeal the masses. And I will say, Mikey, that's not a shot at me.
I feel a lot of eyes.
I'm saying, Mikey, I respect you sticking to your guns, whether it was a horrible pick or not,
which it was.
But you stuck to your guns and that's your pick.
You have
Bob's pick. Bob definitely won. I'm not taking that up. But there are times, Bob, where I think you appeal to what the masses. When you take things like SpongeBob and some of these things, I think it's definitely a play where you know the crowd is going to root behind you.
I love, by the way, why SpongeBob? I love SpongeBob.
SpongeBob's, yeah, I don't want to say it stinks because people come after it. It stinks.
SpongeBob should be in a top five
SpongeBob
cartoon.
SpongeBob is one of those things that I just, here's the thing. If you like it, I know people love it. It's like a cult thing. Like, people love SpongeBob. I just never liked it, never got into it. So to me, it's so bizarre how well received it is and how people will die on the SpongeBob hill.
I can't watch more than 5 minutes of it. It's a terrible show. But that's, I'm not here to talk about SpongeBob. I'm just saying my point was not
making a point. You're making
my point was to say to Mikey, even though the broccoli pick in my eyes was terrible, it's what he likes, and he stuck to his guns, and I think that that's what you got to do in this top five.
But then don't go, like, he'll go hand up, but then continue to defend.
Well, there was a pretzel caveat to the hand up.
Not everything's a pretzel. There's some times where I will say, okay, for the sake of the show, sometimes
there are
pretzel
jobs. When have you ever
handed
up on a pretzel job? I've never seen you hand up and say that was a pretzel. I would like to see that every once in a while, man.
Okay, all right. We can have that discussion. But if I do, if I do go hand up, I'm not going to continue to defend the pretzel.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Fair.
I think the hand up, it ends it. It's done. It's move on time.
I agree.
It's like disallowing the goal, but then going back to see should we allow the goal again. Like, the goal's done. You keep the game moving.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bob.
The last thing that Christian said that he got a kick out of was Cutsy monopolizing the cheese, like when he went extra cheese, and then
it eliminated every other cheese.
I went ricotta, and he threw a fit. He was like, "No!" When in reality,
he thought that extra cheese play was going to push him to places he's never been before.
I thought it was a really heads up,
strong play. I think it was.
It was a smart, a strategic maneuver, but it didn't work. Listen, today's top five, I think, is maybe one of the funnest ones we've done.
I agree.
And I actually spent some time to look at it, and I'm hopefully, if I lose, it's fine, but I'm going to give it everything I got to the point where it's at least a close one. The last 2 weeks, Bob has steamrolled us.
Yeah, and the ice cream one to me, last week, I get it, the broccoli pasta, but the ice cream one really was
that was shocker.
I was a little surprised with that. I thought I would have fared a little bit better there, but that's fine.
A lot more top fives to come.
Yes, that's true.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliant Dumb Show to let you know that it is sponsored by the fine folks over at BetterHelp. Sometimes you just need to speak to somebody, whether it's mentally, whether it's physically, whether you got to get something off your chest. Lord knows I got a few things to get off my chest. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS. Get something off your chest today. Do the right thing. Get the right help. BetterHelp.
I was thinking about something in the car today, and these random thoughts come into my mind. I know we don't do an FMK segment or a fuck, marry, kill segment, but three things popped into my mind very quickly on the way to, I got my beard cut this morning, and I was like, if these three things were thrown out there and you had an FMK, I honestly don't know where we as a group, the three of us, would stand. And that FMK that came into my brain was Wi-Fi, football, and going to restaurants. Fuck, marry, kill, Wi-Fi, football, going to restaurants.
Let's play it. Let's play it right now. Wow. Wow. Wow.
The Wi-Fi has to be in Bob's brain right now. Heavy in it.
I think I'm gonna marry the Wi-Fi.
That's not a surprise to me whatsoever.
I have a question.
Go.
Can you watch the football without the Wi-Fi?
If you have cable.
Okay, so we'll say that you can have football.
If you haven't cut the cord, but if you've cut the cord.
Well, no, but
now you gotta think about it.
For the purpose of the game, I would have to buy cable back.
All right, but let's not get into separate? The
let's just
here.
Let's just think. By the way,
you're
not ready.
You're marrying Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm marrying Wi-Fi. Oh man, I'm fucking football and I'm postmating every. Where else can I go? I mean, where else can I go? I'm not gonna take
It's
away
tough. It's
football.
tough. It's tough. It's
I
tough.
where am I gonna go, Joe?
I'm fucking killing Wi-Fi. I'm ready to be
But
done
that's
with
a
it.
big part of your business though,
Well, you
Joe.
know what? I'll have to adapt somehow, Bob. I ain't
You're gonna
ready
have to hope you're in
to
a
go
good
back to the
reception area.
hotel.
You're gonna have to go back to a 5G kind of
I have
lifestyle.
some of the best cellular network with my AT&T that I get. Bob will admit it. I get coverage everywhere. My 5G is spot. It's fucking grade
Good
A.
plug for AT&T. AT&T,
Yeah,
listen,
you know
you
what?
needed somebody to push
AT&T.
that product,
You know
listen.
what? Real fast.
Some of the greatest 5G coverage. It's always funny. We'll be somewhere and like no one will have reception, and I'll be watching the game, and Bob will be like, "How the hell is he watching?" So I'm absolutely killing the Wi-Fi. I am going to fuck football, and I'm going to marry going to restaurant. There is no in my life. I will be 80 years old, and I will still cherish going out. Whether it's with my wife, whether it's with my friends or my family, you cannot tell me there is a better time, especially now. We don't go clubbing now. I go to bars once in a while. Going to a restaurant with your friends and just getting after it and having an immaculate spread, drinks flowing, nothing but just good times ahead. It is some of the greatest times in my life that I ever look
Fair.
forward to is a restaurant with friends. There's not a world, Bob, where I'm shocked that you would kill that. It's devastating. Imagine
I'm
never
under the
being able to go to a
gun.
steakhouse again.
I imagine
Listen,
never being able to
Bob,
post
Postmates could
on
only get you so far,
in
man.
theory, I could totally see Bob going full hermit. He's got his Wi-Fi
Oh, that's
in his
terrible. That's my
compound
life.
watching football and
That
he's postmating.
my
He never has
career.
to go out again.
Yeah, I can't cut my career. I can't do it. I can't do it. If you told
You
me,
got to
what
be
am
able to
I?
separate yourself from the business, Bob.
Well, you're not gonna have a business, Joe, if you cut Wi-Fi.
What a ridiculous, ridiculous statement that was. That was a good one. That was a good one. Separate yourself from the business, Bob.
He gets to separate.
They call the old business
Yeah,
Bob.
I think, listen, I gotta be honest. I think I'm gonna flip one with Joe, but I'm gonna kill Wi-Fi also.
Yeah.
I think I'll just try and live off the cable and reception
That's the
because
end of the Brilliant Dumb Show, by the way. The Brilliant Dumb Show is done.
I'll do it off my phone.
Right.
You don't have
Isn't there some
Wi-Fi.
way we could do
I
that?
got 5G
We got
network.
reception.
I
Yeah.
got reception like you
But
wouldn't
can we
believe.
send the episode without Wi-Fi? I don't
Oh,
know.
I thought I'm thinking that we can't do any of that
I don't
stuff.
know if we would be able to send the episode, like the
Well, we
file,
would through
without
Bob's
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. We do it through Bob's Wi-Fi.
Okay. So this is a team effort now. So we'd have to utilize Bob's Wi-Fi. Now, I don't know how fair that is, but Bob would have to host and do everything from his end.
Sure, I
That's
mean, you pick
fine.
the Wi-Fi.
That's
So
fine.
somebody's got
Okay.
to do it. So I'll
Bob,
take the
you're not. I don't
Wi-Fi.
think, by the way, I think Bob's confused. Not having Wi-Fi doesn't mean that you don't have any connection to the internet. It means you have no Wi-Fi. You could still use your phone. You could still be
True. That's
on
true.
network.
Oh, I thought we're cutting all of that stuff.
No, just Wi-Fi. Just
No, just
Wi-Fi.
the
But like Bob,
Wi-Fi.
like you're going, you travel
Oh,
a lot, you're in planes a
that
lot.
would
No
be
more, no
frustrating.
more in the airplane
Yeah.
ever
I'm
again.
yeah, but
Because
to give
you.
up, I'm still gonna marry it. I'm
Yeah, I
so
thought
still
so.
gonna marry it.
I
Yeah.
figured. Yeah.
It'd drive me
This guy
nuts.
loves a
Joe,
good
I'm gonna
signal.
flip you though. I'm gonna marry football and I'm gonna fuck restaurants, though. I would marry
Okay.
football. Yeah, I would. Because football is something I could
You
spend every
know
day
why,
with.
Mikey, I'm doing the other way? It's because football only lasts for a segment of the year.
Yeah,
Whereas
no,
you
you're
could
right.
dine throughout the
It's
entire
true.
year.
It's
Through the
true.
summer, when you got no football, you're having fun with that dining.
Perhaps you have football,
By the way,
Perhaps.
us being
We
on a
do.
Bob Does Sports trip for week one has
That's tough, man. I'd be
destroyed.
in
And we're going to
shambles.
be in Bandon, Oregon,
Even
in a
like,
Pacific time zone where we're banged no
yeah, you
matter what
guys were
time we
saying.
play.
Yep. Even the buildup, like even that fun build, because nothing beats week one, and we could treat week two as if it's week one for us. Can't do it. It's just even the buildup will not be the same. It's hard. I get sad if I see something with football now. Joseph, go ahead.
I could call the guy abandoned and see if he could give us a Sunday off and we just extend the trip
I think,
one more day.
yeah, I think that. Well, isn't the UFC after that?
Is that the Las Vegas UFC?
By the way, I don't know if those tickets are coming in. I hit Dana up. I didn't hear anything back.
Really?
Look, I know he's a busy guy. He's got a lot going on.
Bob's been knocking at that door maybe one too many times. Maybe it's run dry.
I thought I've played it really, really well. I really do. I think I've played
it.
You
asked for a lot of tickets this time.
I didn't ask. I didn't ask for any tickets this time.
Oh.
Where are you even getting that?
I thought you said he didn't respond to you.
No. He hasn't responded, but I haven't put in the tickets. I haven't put in
the fact he hasn't even responded before the ticket play, that's even more concerning.
He's a busy guy. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, he might be doing a couple things. He might be a little busy.
Maybe the UFC's on a corporate retreat. You know? Wendy's did it.
Guy claims he's going to top any event that's ever been held in the history of events.
Probably see now the Sphere? They have audio outside of it now.
No.
So they have speakers now that play music while you're walking past it. That's cool. So they have visual and audio.
You know, the thing I think about too, there's a couple cards. Even my dad was saying there's a couple cards before the Sphere. So maybe his mind isn't even on the Sphere and he's thinking,
it's on the Sphere.
I'm gonna get that. Well, he's got a lot on his plate prior to that. There's other cards that he's got to take care of.
But when you get a chance, Dana. Check your texts.
Yeah, I'm concerned. Respectfully. Yeah, I'd be lying to you if I told you I'm not concerned.
Right.
we should promote. Take this time out to promote Hollerhead Whiskey. Power Slap. Head on over to Power Slap. Kudo.
We will be in Vegas for the right reasons in October. NASCAR.
That'll be fun. And the Eagles. I don't even think we know what day NASCAR is on. We've just planned everything outside of NASCAR already.
NASCAR's on the Sunday, Bob. That's gonna be another football Sunday we miss.
That is very, very.
I think the Bears are on a bye that week.
Well, good for you. You know what, Mikey? You probably wish they weren't. It'll give you a week just to rest of just
that's
nonsense.
True. That's true.
You know what I mean?
Need the rest. Yeah.
Save some time.
I'll be resting at that Eagles concert, dog. I'll be feeling mighty good at that.
Don't
Eagles
you
concert.
Feel like we've just kind of planned everything without even realizing, holy shit. But the Eagles concert probably starts as they start their engines on NASCAR. We've just kind of run wild.
Well, no, because the race is on Sunday. We go see the Eagles Friday or Saturday.
That's a problem, by the way. That is a true.
I'm gonna ask. I'm gonna ask Nick and the boys to see if we can get that area at where's that?
Oh
area?
Yes. Oh yes. Yes.
What's that thing called where we
the pool club with the sports book at? In
oh
it?
Yeah, it's sensational.
What's it called again? The
oh my god, I
Cutsy knows. Cutsy's
don't worry. We don't need it. We don't need it.
Found out about Vegas.
Oh, swim.
Yeah, swim. Yeah, swim something. Yes, yes, yes. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's keep it moving.
Stadium swim at Circa.
Good.
Michael,
good.
They have an area out there where you can even play blackjack at the pool while
the
game's
on. That's a problem. I don't need any of that in my life, but I'll cheer you boys on. Table games and me don't mix. It's like water and oil.
Bob, have you been there?
Mm-mm.
They have a screen, Mikey. It's probably 200 feet high, and it's got every game that you could ask for, and it's got all the odds and live stuff on it. It's like being in a sports book at the pool.
Yes.
Once again, yes. Dangerous, very dangerous. Okay, let's head on over buy or sell segment. What did you like that you saw? What did you not like that you saw? And let's head over to Joey D. Take it away.
I'm a buy this week. And for the life of me, I don't really understand why this particular item has kind of just disappeared, but it's such a resourceful, smart thing to do. I'm buying the toothpick. I went to dinner last night, and as I was leaving, they had near the hostess station, the hostess desk, a little thing of toothpicks.
Love
I had a little menage in my teeth. You know what? It was so easy just to get it out, and I could continue on and enjoy my evening. I don't know why they removed the toothpick from a lot of restaurants, because it's such a smart, resourceful thing to use, especially if you have post-game activities planned after the restaurant. That toothpick's going to save you a trip to the bathroom. You don't have to worry about packing a toothbrush. And now some of these people put these shitty mints, which I don't even rather use. Get me the toothpick back. It's going to work 9 times out of 10. It's going to get you where you need to be. It's going to have you feeling good. And you know what? The toothpick, man, it's awesome. You just flick it off.
I love a good toothpick. I love a good. Yeah. I'm fully behind that. I love a good.
Every toothpick. Restaurant used to have toothpicks, and now you barely see them anymore.
You know what they should put is, you know, like those ones, like the sturdy ones, like the actual floss.
Love a flosser. I would love flossers.
Like they should put not even like the string, but if they
flossers, the plastic string handle
sucks.
Flossers.
The string sucks.
But you know what my dentist was telling me about the string though, because I always did the other one. She said with the string, you're supposed to get a little bit up into your gum.
Yeah,
to
you
clear
are.
Out that, and she said that the string you're able to do that. So everybody
string's
takes
a nightmare
picks,
to use, man.
But that's the one she said that you actually should be using. But I think if they brought those picks there, and in regards to the mints hit on like a 20% rate as far as like a good.
Yeah, those
mint.
Old shitty mints.
You know which one? Candy. You know which mints are terrible? The ones that are like the soft white outer shell. It's like the
with
soft
the red,
one.
White, and red.
Oh,
man,
I hate those.
I don't know
I
who invented
You're
them.
Better
I don't
off
know why
not even using them, to be honest.
Yeah.
Give me the toothpick, man. Bring that toothpick.
Joe,
back.
I was so into toothpicks at one point that I bought a permanent toothpick off Amazon that came in like a little. Cylinder cases
that
of a titanium
crazy.
Toothpick.
Yeah.
By the way, I for someone who has like ADD like me, it's great to just throw in your mouth. You
and by the way, you were having a toothpick issue at the Breezy. You were having a massive issue. You were
which
looking
made
for
me
toothpicks.
That made me realize
yeah,
that
makes a lot of sense.
But I was
full circle. Full circle.
How much
moment.
Was this titanium toothpick?
It was like $5. It's like $5.
And
five,
you,
five,
you throw,
$10.
How do you clean? You throw it in the
you wash
wash.
You wash it. You
wash it.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's that thing now?
It became a burden. Became a burden. Didn't last long.
But yeah.
You know what the thing? You put a piece of like metal, like when you got a wood toothpick, it's got some give to it. You put a titanium toothpick in your fucking teeth. You got to be a little careful.
Yeah.
Little
that thing but could the, bust a tooth though.
Yes. Yes.
The wood kind of gives me the willies a little bit to where I would prefer the titanium.
Well, the wood, you know, the wood, the problem is if you get shitty wood, you know, it gets so soft so fast. That's a major complaint with toothpicks.
Gotta get good wood.
Yeah,
but
you gotta
the thing
get like
with
that
the toothpick
tea tree
is you really gotta wood. Get in there for the first couple minutes, and then you can kind of chill with it. You can't just use it for 20 minutes straight.
No, I mean, no.
No,
you
then
ever do the, you ever do
like
the toothpick flip in your mouth? Experience toothpick flip?
Wow.
Like that, and then you flip it.
That's somebody who knows how to. That's like somebody who can blow smoke rings when they smoke cigars.
Yeah,
you gotta respect that play.
I love toothpicks, man. It's a great buy. It's a great buy.
Yeah. And then it kind of turns into like a fashion prop after you're done picking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then it turns into, I went to the, I don't know if you guys saw my post, but I was serious about that where I went to the dentist and I used to not mind the dentist at like at all. It is truly, and maybe just because I ain't gone so long that, you know, there was a lot of buildup. It is. I don't know what about me back in the day used to not mind it.
It's the worst thing.
Terrible.
Oh yeah.
Stuff.
It's like an episode of Saw inside of your mouth. These people are just hammering and extracting.
You know what though?
Drilling.
I think a lot of that has to do with who the DA, the dental assistant is. They're the
you
dental
had an
hygienist.
Issue with yours.
Yeah, because they subbed somebody in during COVID. They were like they were having trouble with help, and they subbed in this like older woman. And this woman was from like she must have been like a
Romania,
like a nun or something at a Catholic school because she was very handsy and very aggressive with the scraper, dude.
What made you say Romania, Joe?
Like a gypsy rogue fucking dentist, you know, just going to town on Mikey's mouth.
Yeah, damn.
I was like, take it easy. And I complained about her to my dentist. I was like, not for nothing. I was like, where'd you get her?
You
I was like, I'm used to the other girl. Yeah, I was
you
like,
filed a complaint.
I didn't file a complaint, but I mentioned. I said that new dental hygienist is a little aggressive. She goes, yeah, I know. And then I didn't see her the next appointment. So apparently, a lot of people
really
it was like a pinch hitter. It was like a pinch hitter. You know, from the farm system, they brought her up. From AAA ball, they sent her right back down after like months.
I am going to have to, in October, I'm going to have to go for a whole my mouth is going to be completely redone. It's going to be bad.
Wait, what do you
mean I have to have teeth extracted. I have to have implants put in.
It's not veneers.
I have my teeth are like the gums are receding. So they have to extract the teeth. It's going to cost me. I don't even want to think about how much that shit's going to cost me. It's going to be a bang job. But you know what? I will have the best smile of my life. It's going to be a whole new mouth.
Sounds like veneers.
This is
it's not veneers, Bob. Well, it's maybe it is, but it's implants.
Dude, Oh my god.
It's implants. I'm not
he's gonna have that like that. He's gonna have that that like
I'm Mickey gonna have
Rourke.
I'm gonna have
he's gonna have like a smile like Mickey Rourke.
Well, the problem is I asked her, I said, how much is this covered by insurance? Because it's an aesthetics thing, I have to pay 90% of it out of pocket. And
this
it's
is
not
veneers. Joe's
it's not
veneers,
Mike. It,
it, it is
sounds, well, here it sounds is. A lot like veneers.
Sounds a lot like veneers.
It really
well, the
does.
Thing, okay, maybe it's veneers, but the thing is, it's not me just doing it because I want to have better looking teeth. It's actually like a health concern. If I don't remove the teeth, they could fall out.
It's going to be Joe. It's going to be Joe.
Wait, I can't see it.
It's going to be Joe. This
Who
is
that?
Smile. It's Mickey Rourke.
That's a nice looking smile, man.
It is. I mean, there's veneers.
So what I'm thinking I might be able to do is I got to talk to my accountant. I might be able to write some of it off for my business because my smile is everything. I mean, that's, you know, the smile is what I need
and
to
you know
I'm
what?
On camera.
If you don't have Wi-Fi, they ain't seeing that smile. You're never going to be able to post.
I'm going to talk to my accountant to write off my veneers.
Well, I'm going to see if I can.
Part
if,
of my business.
It might be something I can write off, Michael. Or some of it.
Hey, listen, man.
Let us know what the accountant says.
Don't get audited. Just don't get audited.
What do
but
you mean
I,
don't get I mean, he's going to tell me what his professional experience, what he thinks.
I would love to see a
Joe get
smile,
I'd love to see Joe get audited and have a webcam on him for that or have a GoPro on Joe. Getting
Bob, I pay more taxes. I am a law-abiding citizen. I don't skip any fucking any angles.
Except when it comes to parking tickets.
Let bygones be bygones, Michael. Let that thing die in the dust.
All right.
Joe, by the way, I was right on that.
The last thing is, do they put you under for that?
Yeah, thank God. Oh. She showed me what some of these horror cases before and after, and these people came out looking like Prince Charming with these smiles. So I'm really optimistic, but it is
getting
going
veneers.
To be
getting veneers. There's a, this has
hit the. This is like the genesis of like becoming an ultra celebrity is like,
this is
when,
not
when
I'm
you
not
reach
doing it for
veneer,
personal.
When you reach the veneer tier, when
yeah.
you reach veneer
you lost
tier,
him. You lost him.
That's
you're
not the case.
He's
I
gone.
Have to do this for a health reason. It's not because I just want to have a different looking smile.
If it was for health reasons and you were like on the verge of becoming very unhealthy, they would not tell you that you have to cover 90% of the thing. They would be like,
they
this
offer,
is
you know
medically
what they said
necessary.
Me?
That's valid.
It is. And they said to me, I said, well, what can we do? They said, we could do a payment plan. Give me a break payment plan.
He's going to put his teeth on layaway.
I do no payment plan, dog. I'm going to pay the bank job and keep it moving, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another thing that should be sold, payment plans. They just end up fleecing you for more money on interest.
Oh,
and everybody
interest,
thinks that they're getting a better deal because they only have to spend a little bit. Just fucking get the bank job and take it all out. And then
I tend to agree with most of that. I don't like to live under
plan,
debt.
Though, is just if you can't
well,
afford
yeah.
it, if you can't
well,
just
they,
drop
yeah,
it.
Pray on,
absolutely.
They pray on the weak, Bob. That's what they do.
Mm. Yeah.
They pray on the weak. The poor
all
weak.
Right. Let's head on over to Mikey B. Now, Mikey, if you don't buy, if you don't sell what I think you're going to sell, I'd like to have a dialogue about what I think you're going to sell because I'm very curious about it. Go ahead, Michael.
I was going to buy this week.
Okay. Then I do want to talk about your sell.
Okay.
I do want to talk about something you sold.
Something I already sold.
What?
I'm very curious about it. Do your buy.
Okay.
Do your buy.
Yeah, I'm going to buy this show that I've been watching now. I'm addicted to it. It's not new. It's been around. It's called The Bear.
Oh, it's
The Bear.
Tremendous.
That's what
and
it's
it is
better
fun.
Than the True
it
Detective
is...
show, by the way. I'm going to say that right now.
There we go, man.
It's better. Yeah, it's better in terms of like longevity. Like the seasons are better. Because True Detective only has one great season, but possibly the best season in the history of television. But that aside, The Bear, dude, like I watched the ending. I'm just about starting season three. I had to catch up season two. I saw back-to-back-to-back episodes that were, one of them was one of the best episodes of TV I've
the
ever
fish
seen.
One?
Fishes. Was one of the best episodes with Jamie Lee Curtis.
She was unbelievable in that.
It was
I like
Saul Goodman. Saul Goodman was in it too.
Yes. The acting... The drama, it was so good.
It was incredible.
So good. If you haven't watched The Bear, it's on Hulu. It's about chef and working in a restaurant. And it's, I kind of
the new season just came out, Mike.
Yes, I know. I'm just finishing
season two now. How great was that episode where Richie has to go to the Michelin star restaurant?
Yeah, tremendous.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
That was the next one, Forks.
Mike, the sell that I thought you were going to sell that I am very curious about, and I texted you about it, and then I backed off because I wanted to hear something on the show. I thought you were going to sell caddies because of the experience that you had. Yeah. I went off on that dude already. I don't see you being good with the caddy. I really don't.
I wasn't.
Because I don't think you like really being told what to do. That's what I'm saying. I don't see you being good with.
You have to remember who I golf with all the time at home. I golf with Dickie Gass and Fubu Lou.
Right.
So if you don't think that they're chirping me and telling me what to do almost at every, but the way in which they do it, I just respond better to. Like Dick will tell me, fucking go through the ball with your back leg. Turn your back leg. Go turn. Like he'll just say that. This caddy, God bless his heart, he was an older guy. He was a really sweet guy. He'd been playing for 56 years. My daughter's a 2 handicap. My son's a 13 handicap. Blah, blah, blah. It was cart only. It was walking only, caddy only. You couldn't use a cart. And the course is gorgeous.
I played there. It's very
Essex
nice.
Essex County Country. Yeah, but you haven't played there since they did the renovations.
I played there.
The bunkers are like, apparently, like they're tour level bunkers. Like it's beautiful. The course is gorgeous. But it was every hole. And the guy was just, his mission was like, he really thought that he was going to turn. He was like, by the back nine, you're going to be playing just bogey golf. You're going to bogey every hole. I was like, it's just not going to happen, dude. And he just, every single shot, he's given me clubs that I traditionally, like, I'm just trying to figure out my bag. Like I'm hitting 7-iron very well. I'm hitting utility wedge very well. I'm doing certain things very well. And then this outing, just like, he's giving me my hybrid to hit off the deck. He's giving me the, and I'm just not there yet. I'm not comfortable with it. And it just turned what I was really looking forward to for a while, because my buddy got me on there. Who I went to high school with, and I was so excited, and the weather was perfect, and it just took the whole, I just wanted to go out and have a good time, and it just totally, totally fucked my whole day. It really did. By the back nine, I was having fun because I just started completely ignoring the guy.
Right.
But it was, yeah, it was a vibe killer.
If he's giving swing tips as a guy who always
every single swing,
that would bother. But is that a dialogue that you have with him to where then you say, "Hey, I'm just here to play."
Buddy, who's a member at the country club, went up to him after the fifth hole. He's like, "Look," he's like, "we're not paying for lessons." That's what he told him.
There you go.
Because it was really getting to the point, Bob, where even my boys with me were like, "Yo, like, what the fuck with this?"
See, that's such a shame. And I feel bad because
the guy again. He seemed like a really, really nice guy, and he's an older guy. And I've, you know, inherently, you're an older person. I was raised to, no matter what, I respect my elders. No matter what, like, that's just how I was raised. So, like, I'm never going to, but it got to the point where even I was like, yo, man. Like, I was just shaking my head, just walking away from him. Like, how much more of a message do I need to send? Like,
yeah. It's such a shame because when you Butter play rolling, no, and you have a good caddy, there's truly rolling. Nothing more fun. And Bob and I've had
a good caddy before where it was just a fun, but it was at an outing. And I feel like caddies at an outing know right off the bat, like, this is just going to be a shit show. I'm just going to give the boys the clubs. I'll give them some green reads, and that's it. I'm going to let them just run. And that's kind of what I wished had happened, but it didn't. But you live and you learn. They're going to carts in August because they weren't ready to go to carts yet. So I'll go back in August, and I'd probably have a great spot.
You know, not an easy golf course either. It's
extremely difficult.
So after difficult. After the fifth hole, when he said it, then he kind of shut it down?
No, he kept going. I would say he finally stopped around like the 14th or 15th hole. He finally was like,
oh, see, that is bad.
Yeah, it was tough.
I try and tell them, like, if I do have a caddy, I try and basically tell them what they're getting themselves into as far as, like, I'm just here to have a good time. Yeah. I'm not going to be blaming you for putts, which I hate that people do.
That's ridiculous. I enjoy reading my own putt. I feel like that's part of the game. I like to look and try and figure it out. The advice. I'll heed the advice there because I think that's the appropriate.
Well, Michael, the pros, even they have a caddy telling more to putt.
I know, no, 100%. But again, those are pros. I'm still trying to figure out the game. No,
I know. You know what I mean? I'm saying that it can be very tough. Yes, so when you have a caddy point out something and you see it work, it's very encouraging. 100%, and it's a lot of 100%. Fun.
And he had reads. His reads were right because, like I said, I was putting very well. Sure, like even he was like, if you just could figure out everything else, you'd be. I was like, well, yeah, that's the whole part of figuring out everything else. Yes, I understand.
Bob and I had some of the worst caddies in Scotland at the old course. The one guy. I had Clyde.
I remember
the guy
you saying
could have
that.
Given less of a fuck. And they just kept mocking the fact that we were filming on YouTube.
Well, that's the thing I remember you guys talking about was it kind of was like, maybe they felt like, not offended, but maybe they were like, golf is just such a weird game with so many like not superstitions, I don't want to say, but so many like little quirky like things that you got to know that like
traditions.
I didn't know you can't take a swing practice in a bunker. I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I didn't know that. And the other caddy told me that. And I'm like, dude, I'm really sorry. I didn't know that. Because on a regular course, if you're out on the cart, nobody says shit when you do it.
No, no one should be taking offense. But you will know, you know what, Mikey? Those things are good that you're learning those things. You're learning.
Correct.
I didn't know when I first started playing that you, like, if you stand in the shadow, like, if your shadow's in the guy's putting line.
On the green, yeah. No,
some
no,
guys will get really pissed. So, like, those things, especially when you're playing with people you don't know, those are good things to take out of it that you can use for the future.
And that's kind of the method of instruction that reaches me the best is, like I said, with Fubi and Dick. Like, the first time we ever went out, I think, we were putting and I was standing in a shadow. I was casting a shadow line on this guy and Dick's like, you gotta fucking move. You gotta fucking, but like that. But I Dick honestly, like you. That's my language though. Like I moved and I'm like, okay, that registered. I'll never do that again. As opposed to, you know, if you do this and you try that and you do that, I just like, it doesn't register in my brain. It's not like a strong enough. And that's my own fault, but it doesn't register if it's not a strong enough message.
That's a shame though. And what Joe was saying with these Scotland caddies, I get if you frown upon like what we do, the YouTube thing, I get it. I couldn't have been nicer to my guy. So you would
that's
think
the
even
thing.
If
that's
you don't thing. Agree, it's like, all right, at least this guy is really nice.
Right.
He was a prick about your shots and about really just went out of his way to be a total prick. And I couldn't have been nicer to the guy. And you can kind of see it in the video. There's some stuff that's cut, but then in the video, you see that they really have no time for us. And I get the old school golf one, but when a guy shows up and he's overly nice to you, regardless if you like what they're doing, you would think then you would give him the time of the day.
That's right.
And not be a prick.
That's right.
But also too with the caddies, I tend to feel bad a lot because they're working like they're really, really busting their ass.
These guys, I was like, yo,
double
this guy.
Bags.
Oh,
double man. Bags. It was hot as shit out. Like, and he's humping it. And this guy, he's smoking cigarettes. And I'm like, this guy's like 65, 67 years old. Like, this guy is a machine.
They're
That's
nuts.
Why I respect the guy. I just, you know, just
but
know
that can ruin
working.
It.
It
can make it so much fun, but then it can also ruin it. And the last thing I'll say, sometimes you go out with like a member and they're pricks to the caddies. It makes you so uncomfortable. Like when
cringy.
They actually
cringy.
Blame them for the long. It's like, dude, you're not a scratch golfer. We're not playing from come on. Some of it, I get very uncomfortable.
I mean, if you're playing for money and the guy gives you a bad read, I could understand why you'd be upset.
There you go.
I'm just saying, Bob, I'm devil's advocate. Like if some of these members are playing for a lot of money on the course, we don't play for money because I would lose everything. But now, there have been times Bob and I, we would go like to a nice place and Bob would be like, let's play together and we get fleeced. But it's fun. But like, I can understand we're not playing for like a ton. Some of these guys play for $100 a hole. Bob, what has Chandler Parsons played for?
Yeah,
100 a hole? 500 a hole?
But some of them you'll see they missed the putt. Like what they were told.
Yeah.
It wasn't the putt that they told them to hit. And I would say that's 90% of the time. Very rarely do you see it where they give you the line. They hit the exact putt the guy was looking for. And if they do, a lot of times the caddy will say, it's my bad. But that's rare. Mm. Also, sometimes these guys have a better relationship with them. They've been with them for years. So the Chandler Parsons thing is the most horrifying thing. Thank God that next guy showed up. Because
remember when we went to Bel Air the first time and I went off on my caddy?
It's the greatest caddy thing I've ever seen. Did you hear this, Mikey? The guy was being such a prick to Joe. He really was. Like, he was making fun of Joe for the bad shots. And I think he got a feel for Joe right out of the gate. Like Joe would like, you know, be all pissed and whatnot. And he was like making fun of Joe. And finally, it was like the 13th hole, Joe hits a ball that the caddy's like, oh, that's gone. And it wasn't gone. And Joe turned around, lost his mind. It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen on it. Lost his mind. And in this time,
we didn't really know the member too. It was the first time we played with a member. So I could have really tarnished it, but Mikey, I went off so much on this guy that at the end of the round, Bob and I were so banged up. We had been drinking so much. We had to leave Bob's car at the golf course. The caddy drove us to the restaurant. He flipped a 180. He went from being such a prick to being like the nicest guy ever.
I mean, and again, it's like, you know, it's just know what you're working with, know why you're out there, you know, at least got, like, I'm not trying to, you know, go on the tour anytime soon, you know, just looking to kill 4 or 5 hours where I don't have to chase two kids around.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, as drunk
Bear
as
we is a were, great TV show though. Great TV show.
Joe, as drunk as we were, I know we were not in the wrong. I know that guy was a prick.
No, yeah, if you're saying blackout, that. If you're saying that.
And now I've had him a couple other times when I've gone there, and he's nice as shit, man. Couldn't be a nicer guy.
Sometimes you just got to snap on your caddy.
That's true. And I was on the verge, man. I was on the verge. I literally just wanted to be like, please, just shut the fuck up. Like, please, just shut the fuck up and leave me alone. I mean, this guy had jokes too, Bob. This guy he dropped a couple one-liners on me that I thought were a little out of hand. I really,
really
did. Like, because, well, you know how like Bob put up the video from me from the Breezy swinging like that junior club and everyone, but most people were like, yo, like, that's funny. That sucked ass. But like, can we get this guy a club that actually fits him? And like my buddy who I golf with at Essex County was saying the same thing. Like, you know, your driver, he was comparing it to his driver. He's like, you're only like a quarter of an inch longer on the shaft than me. Like, that can't be right. He's like, you really need to get fitted. So at one point in the round, I said to my caddy, I was like, you know, I was supposed to get fitted this summer at PGA Superstore. I couldn't get there. I go, but he goes, pal, it ain't the arrow, it's the Indian. I go, you know, man, that was not necessary. But again, I laughed because I did think the guy was genuinely a good guy. But man, oh man, just like, dude, just read the room a little bit. Read the room a little bit. That's all.
My buy or sell before we go into the top five, I think it's an easy buy. It just doesn't get the buildup. Like, if this holiday got the buildup that Christmas gets, it's a holiday for everybody. I just think July 4th is such a great holiday. It's like, even Christmas, everybody kind of goes their separate ways there with their family. It's the one holiday where like everybody comes together, like as a unit, and really does appreciate the country that we're living, because we're so lucky. We really are.
Luckiest.
It shouldn't just take one day for us to really appreciate that. I think we lose sight of it. It's so much fun with it, but it's just such a great holiday, and it doesn't have the buildup, but when it comes, it's fucking awesome. Everybody's in a good mood. Yeah. It really is great.
And I thought this year in particular, because it seemed like everybody who was working had off on Friday. So it was like people were letting it rip Thursday, man.
It's a good point.
People were letting it rip on Thursday. I was at a pool party at my buddy's house, and my God, people were getting. And I mean, there was like 10 toddlers like running around.
DJ Coos looked like he was DJ. Dude,
like, bad day to be a neighbor. Really bad day to be a neighbor, dude.
I was thinking about that when I saw this video of Coos DJ.
So his neighbors right next door to him, like, he has a very good relationship with. And it is like the middle of the day. It's not like that goes on until like 11 at night or 10 at night. Like, it gets caught by like 7, 8 o'clock at night. But I mean, when it's going, it's going. This guy thinks he's
headlining
for
Calvin Harris.
Yeah. He's good, man. He's good. Shout out.
I'm worried about our neighbors when we do this, and they haven't said a damn word to me. I met them. They're really nice. When we do these Twitch streams, we're screaming at the top of our lungs for 2-3 hours.
Yeah, but you think they could hear you though?
Soundproof.
It's pretty good walls. They haven't said a word.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you guys are safe inside like that. Like, what could they really say? Like, you're inside, you know, it's not like you're blasting music, you're just yelling.
Well, remember Miss Stevens, Joe?
She was a psychopath, Bob.
She was. She certainly
your old name.
That woman needed psychiatric help.
She was an old porn star.
She was an old bitch.
Used to go at it all the time. She was an old porn star.
Like, in a good way or a bad way?
Oh.
Used to go at it.
I hated her.
Oh, okay.
She came up to me once.
She's like, your breath stinks. You have to have gingivitis. Like, I was like 10 feet away from her. She was a miserable woman. Yeah, she was. There's a special realm of hell reserved for Miss Stevens. Whoa, let me tell you.
Whoa.
He's up there on one of my most hated people of all time.
And there's lots of big.
It was never nice. Her son was a problem. The whole fucking thing. We would be watching a game. We wouldn't even be allowed. She starts screaming at Bob, and like she was a miserable woman.
I remember she when I had the guy who killed Bin Laden, Robert O'Neill. It was like. We I interviewed him.
Yeah,
she was like a huge. She loved like America and was like very loud and proud about it. We came back and I said to him after, I was like, "Do you and your dad, you guys want to come back for a drink?" And I don't know why, and I didn't think they were gonna say yes. And he's like, "Yeah, sure." So we go back out after the interview. We come back to my place. My place is a fucking pigsty. There's weed and there's all this shit. But anyway, they're there. We're having such a good time, and I kept. Thinking, holy shit, the guy who killed Bin Laden's in my living room right now. Yeah, we're drinking. Yeah. You awesome. Should have seen the cups we were drinking whiskey out of. And she came up and complained. And I remember thinking, if you only knew who's in the living room.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You would shut up. And I didn't say it because he was there, but shut up. So
drop your balls on the table right then.
Yeah. No, watch out. There are some people that there's no reasoning with them. There's no
like
just,
the Joker.
Yeah, there's just no.
Bob, you would agree she was nuts.
Oh, completely.
She just wants to watch the world burn.
Yeah. Yeah.
She did. She was nuts.
I hope
back
she falls
in her heyday.
Into the burning pile with it.
I'll send you pictures. Mike, you see her back in her heyday. It was really, really something.
She was a porn star.
Yeah. 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 Her
Man,
and Don,
that's tough.
Her
that's
and tough. Don Rickles were pictured together all the time.
Really? Yeah. Don was a fun
she would,
guy. He seemed like he was a real
she
fun guy.
She was like
guy,
the Don Rickles of porn stars, let me tell you. She was not.
No, don't disrespect Don Rickles, man. Well, Don Rickles is an all-timer, dude.
Well, wait, what do
you
mean? You
don't like Don Rickles, Joe?
I'm saying he was not a looker.
That's fair.
In terms of
comedian. No, I love Don Rickles. I think she was... She was not a looker. Yeah. Dude.
Now she would say that she wasn't a porn star; that it was just Playboy and stuff. But right. I'll show you the picture. I find it hard to believe that. And if she hears this episode, I'm done. That's it.
I will go to war. I'll grab the pitchforks and
Bob's
I'll go
gonna
to
have
war
a cease and desist letter at his front door. From
there
this,
was there was lady. A time though. Joe's not wrong. Where Joe was just regular talking to her about like not even like while she was complaining, she was just regular talking, and she just goes, "Your breath stinks." She goes, "You must have gingivitis," and I was just like, "Oh my!"
And we're back. And we're back to the veneers. We're back to the
full circle.
It's a full circle.
It was wild.
You do the top five.
Yeah. Sure. Let's go on into our top five. It's a Joey D special.
Joe,
I said to Joe, I texted him. I was like, "That's a great top five." He's like, "How about the kid contributing?" And I was like, "Yeah."
What a
nice.
Psycho, man.
Nice. All right, Joe, tell him what we got.
All right, so today's top five is the top five greatest sports icons. So if you think of some of the greatest sports individual figures of all time, and this can range, by the way, in through any sport, it can be anything, but when you think of the top five best athletes or icons in sports, this is what you're thinking. So I think it's going to open it up to a lot of options, a lot of possibilities. And I'm interested to see, I've kind of tried to dissect how you guys are going to go about it, but it's going to be an interesting one for sure. And I think it's going to be really a fun one too.
Yeah.
Is Bob picking one?
I think two people are going to wonder if we're talking about like influential or whatever. Just icons. It
icons,
could be influential.
Sports icons. Yeah.
No. Yeah. I thought about going two here, which is a rare play, but I'm not. I'm going to end up going with the one. Out of the gate and give me Michael Jordan.
Well, so I'm going to go three because
my bad.
I'm going to go three. So that means Michael will be two. So we'll go Bob first, Mikey second, then I'll bring it up the rear.
See, Mikey, you thought that Joe was going to go two.
I thought maybe he was going to go two. Yeah. I thought maybe there was a chance.
You're going Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Give me Jordan to start.
Yeah. Give me Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. That's why I thought Joe may go two with it. All right,
okay,
hit
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I am going to go with my first pick. I'm going Tiger Woods. And I'm going to come back with my second pick now. And I'm going to go Tom Brady.
Give me Babe Ruth.
Baby. Okay. Give me. Give me Mike Tyson. And then give me. Give me Michael Phelps.
It's a good one, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, put me down for Wayne Gretzky.
I was hoping he would fall to me. All right. Nevertheless, I'm going to go with Leo Messi. And then I'm going to come back around. And I am going to go with Kobe Bryant.
Give me Pele.
It's a good one, too.
Man, we're flying here, fellas.
Yeah, I think we've all done some.
I am very surprised with some of these. A little surprised with some of these, but we are flying. We're back to Bob. His last two picks.
Yeah, give me. The LeBron haters are going to hate it. The lovers are going to love it. Give me LeBron. Oh. Give me LeBron at 4. And then 5. Give me.
This is where.
Yeah,
with this one, it could come down.
I am so locked and loaded on my pick.
Man,
locked.
I'm between two right now.
I hope it's not mine. Could be. I don't think it will be, but it could be.
Give me Usain Bolt at 5.
That wasn't it for me. I'm going to take Jackie Robinson.
All right. The last one. I'm going to mix it up here. I think. By the way, Mikey, you know who I thought about putting on the list as my last pick? I'm not taking this guy, but I thought about Hulk Hogan. The greatest wrestler of all time.
I am gonna go
though with Roger Federer as my last pick.
It's a good pick.
I think this is gonna be very close. I mean, I don't see how one guy could blow this list out. I don't know.
What do we have for the
closest list we've ever had?
Bob's it's so got, many good ones. That's why I thought it was a great top 5.
Bob's got Jordan, Mike Tyson, Mike Phelps, LeBron, and Usain Bolt. I have Muhammad Ali, Babe Ruth, Wayne Gretzky, Pele, and Jackie Robinson.
That's a great list, too.
Joe's got Tiger, Tom Brady, Leo Messi, Kobe, and Roger Federer.
That's strong.
Yeah. I really like my list. Mikey's top 3 are awesome. I really wanted Gretzky in the list, but... I didn't think I could pass on either Tiger and Tom Brady to me.
That's what I was hoping, that you weren't going to take the Babe, because I thought Babe Ruth was essential for me to get. Somehow I needed to get Babe Ruth.
Gun to my head, I think Joe's favored.
Okay.
I think it's close, though, man. I think it's close. I do think getting Leo Messi as low as I did, I think he's arguably the greatest soccer player of all time. I know Mikey's got Pele, but also too, what I like is all of our lists actually are very well-rounded. Like, you got golf, you got basketball,
hockey, football, you got
soccer. So I think all the lists are very
track good. And field. Bob threw track and field in
Michael
there.
Michael Phelps is a great one.
Yeah, Phelps is good.
I like, by the way, Roger Federer with the last pick overall, I think is pretty solid too.
A couple guys I'm surprised didn't go because they were on my list is
Will Chamberlain.
No, but I had John Madden and I had Vince Lombardi. You know, I'm talking about, like, you talk about icons, like the trophy of the NFL is named after him. He's the most iconic coach probably in the history. And then Madden transcended the video game industry and was a Super Bowl coach. And, he was one of the greatest commentators. I don't know, John Wooden. There's a bunch.
It's going to be very interesting. I'm going to see
Very, very good one.
I don't think, by the way, anybody's going to get a 70 percentile this week.
No way. No. The lists are too good. No way.
We will never be doing that type of podcast again. Ticket's like, I think if we do the setup, I was like, Tick, I get it. But with that, like, it's one thing if it's like close to 50.
It was a resounding.
We just got absolutely fucking smoked.
Buried in an avalanche of complaints.
But we're back.
By the way, this was a great podcast.
It was a good pod, minutes. Man. Great pod.
It's a good pod.
That's what we do. We bounce back, bitches.
There we go.
That
will be the title of the podcast is Don't Bite the Hand That Feeds You. And again, it's the total opposite way.
And I tell you
pretzel it, Bob.
And I tell you what.
Pretzeling, that's what it is.
T-Bone, no side text of what the thumbnail should be. It's only one thumbnail this week. It's a hand and Joey D with veneers in his mouth biting a hand. That's exactly what the thumbnail
is. And then like us as the dentists.
That's perfect.
Yeah, because you get a little bit of everything involved.
T-Bone's
got to
get in that lab. That ain't gonna be easy.
No.
But if anyone could do it, it's our bone.
That's right. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been another edition of the Brantley Dumb Show. Do us all a favor. Like, comment, and subscribe. We'll see you next time. Fellas, I love you. I appreciate you.
Love you too.
Take care.